one day. Blessed good morning to all. It is a pleasure to welcome you on behalf of the Central Zone Nazarene. I bring you greetings from the pastors and members of the Newberry, Prerogative, Fort Scottish, Tods, Cliff Cottage, and Horse Hill churches. I pray that you will be truly blessed as we present this program entitled, Have You a Sling? Have You a Stone? Welcome to one and all, and be encouraged as you listen. Our moderators today are Amari Wickham from Prerogative and Khalil Lowe from Mount Hill Nazarene.
Good morning, everyone. We are excited to share with you some of what God has blessed us with.
Talk about trust. God has brought us through 2 years of COVID-19.
We were restricted from a lot of places. Church, school, even at home in our communities.
That time at home gave me an opportunity to seek God more. This really built my trust in God and helped me believe that we would come out strong of this tiny thing.
My faith in God was proven, especially in the area of school and church. I was asking and trusting God that I would be able to see my friends again face to face.
I am so glad that radio programs like this one was able to provide me with some encouragement I needed.
Let's invite Ariel Baker from Cliff Cottage to open us in prayer.
Good morning. This morning we'll be saying a prayer. Heavenly Father, this morning we thank you for your love and goodness. We ask that you will send your blessings on your children. Now bless this program and the listeners. May someone be encouraged today. In Jesus' name say, Amen.
Thank you, Ariel, for our opening prayer. And we will continue with a duet by Terencia Edgell and Jemiah Mears from Mount Hill.
As the deer panted for the water, so my soul longs after you. You alone are my heart, desire, and I long to worship you. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. You're my friend and you're my brother, even though you are a king. The other so much more than anything. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. I want you more than gold or silver, only you can satisfy. You alone are the real joy giver and the apple of my eye. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. Desire, and I long to worship you, and I long to worship you.
To welcome us all is Raina Riley from Thorpe's Cottage, followed by a song by Jekiah Graham entitled Goodness of God.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thanks for tuning in to hear us recite and sing. We welcome you, God, into our homes and hearts as we minister our different parts. Sit back, relax, and listen as we start. God bless you all right from my heart.
I love you, Lord. All your mercies never failed me. All my days I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. 'Cause all my life you have been faithful, and all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire, and in darkest nights, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father, I've known you as a friend, and I have lived in the goodness of God. And all my life you have been faithful, and all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. 'Cause your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now. I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. And all my life you have been faithful, and all my life you have been so, so good. Oh yeah, with every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Listeners, our question to you this morning, have you a sling or a stone?
Well, whatever you have, God wants you to trust Him and have faith that you can be used by Him. You know, there are lots of issues going on in the lives of the youth of Barbados and in the world. Stabbings, gun violence, missing children, and school pressures, just to name a few.
Yes, that is a big one, school. But you know, if we trust God, He can help us in all these situations. Let's listen to the poem, Have You a Sling and a Stone, by Azania Branch from Cliff Cottage, Nazarene, which tells us how God can help us put our lives in the giant slayer hands.
Goliath saw David, and it made him mad. He let out a roar to frighten the lad. But David kept coming. He didn't run away. And that's when Goliath heard him say, "You come to me with a spear and a sword, but I come to you in the name of the Lord."
Wow, that poem was well done. David was able to knock that giant down, and so can we. All we have to do is put our lives in the giant slayer hands.
Oh yes, Khalil. I am glad to have him on my side. I will be undefeated. Here comes more encouragement. Let's hear from Raina Riley, a Rakelian nurse from Tarps Cottage, as they read 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 38 to 51. Then we have a sermonette entitled, Bring Your Sling and Your Stone, and God Will Do the Rest, from Nathaniel Weeks from Tarps Cottage, Nazarene also.
1 Samuel 17:8-31.
Goliath stood and shouted to the ranks of Israel, "Why do you come out and line up for battle? Am I not a Philistine, and are you not the servant of Saul? Choose a man and have him come down to me. If he is able to fight and kill me, we will become your subjects. But if I overcome him and kill him, you will become our subjects and serve us." Then the Philistine said, "This day I defy the armies of Israel. Give me a man and let us fight each other." On hearing the Philistine's words, Saul and the Israelites were dismayed and terrified. Now, David was the son of an Ephronite named Jesse, who was from Bethlehem in Judah. Jesse had 8 sons, and in Saul's time, he was very old. Jesse's 3 oldest sons had followed Saul to the war. The firstborn was Eliab, the second, Abinab, and the third, Shammah. David was the youngest. The 3 oldest followed Saul, but David went back and forth from Saul to tend his father's sheep at Bethlehem. For 40 days, the Philistine came forward every morning and every evening and took his stand. Now, Jesse said to his son David, "Take this ephah of roasted grain and these 10 loaves of bread for your brothers and hurry to their camp. Take along these 10 cheeses to the commander of their unit. See how your brothers are and bring back some assurance from them. There are with Saul and all the men of Israel in the valley of Elah fighting against the Philistines."
Early in the morning, David left the flock in care of a shepherd, loaded up and set out, as Jesse had directed. He reached the camp as the army was going out to its battle positions, shouting the war cry. Israel and the Philistines were drawing up the lines facing each other. David left his things and, with the keeper of supplies, ran to the battle lines and asked his brother how they were. As he was talking to them, Goliath, the Philistine champion of Gath, stepped out from his lines and shouted his usual defense, and David heard it. Whenever the Israelites saw the man, they all fled from him in great fear. Now the Israelites had been seeing, Do you see how this man keeps coming out? He comes to defy Israel. The king will give great wealth to the man who kills him. He will also give his daughter in marriage and will exempt his family from taxes in Israel. David asked the men standing near him, "What will be done for the man who kills this Philistine and removes the disgrace from Israel? Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God?" They repeated to him what they had been saying and told him, "This is what will be done for the man who kills him." When Eliab, David's oldest brother, heard him speaking with the men, he burnt with anger at him and asked, "Why have you come down here? And with whom did you leave those few sheep with in the wilderness? I know how confident you are and how wicked your heart is. You came down only to watch the battle." "Now what have I done?" David said. "Can't I even speak?" He then turned away to someone else and brought up the same matter. And the men answered him as before. What David said was overheard and reported to Saul, and Saul sent for him.
Here ends the Bible reading.
Good morning to all listeners. This morning I want to speak to you on the topic, "Bring your sling and your stone. God will do the rest." Let's look at the story of David and Goliath found in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 17 verses 38 to 51. The importance of the sling and the stone. David versus Goliath is one of the most iconic stories in the Old Testament. The original story is much more dramatic considering the weapon used, a sling and a stone, as compared to the huge sword and the armor Goliath wore. As he talked with them, "Behold, the champion, the Philistine of Gath, Goliath by name, came up out of the ranks of the Philistines and spoke the same words as before, and David heard him. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 23. Saul ordered David a sword and armor, but this did not suit him or fit him. Then David said to Saul, "Let no man's heart fail because of him. Your servant will go and fight with this Philistine. Your servant has struck down both lions and bears, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be like one of them, for he has defied the armies of the living God." 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 32 and 36. Saul finally agrees to send David to face Goliath. No armor is needed. David brought his sling and a stone, and his God did the rest. Goliath relied on his size. David relied on the size of his God. He brought that giant down with one stone, not in his strength, but in God's. I'd rather have God on my side than a thousand Goliaths. This is what you need to defeat the giants. The sling can represent the connection between God, Israel, and David. It can also represent the relationship between God and his people. What did David's stones represent? The five smooth stones represent the preparation time David had with God, learning to listen, trust, obey, and cooperate in faith action. The five stones are faith, obedience, service, prayer, and the gift of the Holy Spirit. David had all of these. He listened to and served God from a very young age. He talked to God and followed his word. He killed a bear and had a lion because, one, he had a relationship with God, and two, he had the five qualities. You must have the same if you want to be victorious. You will meet many Goliaths who threaten you, whether your Goliath is a bully or is the temptation to steal or to destroy, or desire to curse and swear. If your Goliath is the temptation to lust and to sin, or school including exams, whatever is your Goliath, he can be slain. But remember, to be the victor, one must follow the path that David followed. David behaved himself wisely in all his ways, and the Lord was with him. 1 Samuel chapter 18, verses 14. What are your Goliaths? How many Goliaths have you faced in your life? How many times have you heard the words of Goliath? "I defy the armies and the God of Israel this day." The next time you face a battle of any kind, remember the Bible assures us that God has gifted you with special tools, and the enemy underestimates. Love, compassion, forgiveness, and his mighty power within you provide the strength you need to be victorious. So listeners, young and old, there you have the five smooth stones that will assist you in successfully defeating your personal Goliaths in life. These stones of faith, obedience, service, prayer, and the Holy Ghost have been proven, tested, and tried. So leave all your giants to God and let him do the rest. Let us pray. Dear Jesus, let us put on the whole armor of God. Help us, Lord, to give everything to you. Increase our faith so that we can be rid of the giants in our life. Bless us all. Amen.
Good morning. This poem is Javier Singh and Stone. Don't matter the size of the giant in your life. You don't need a gun, a sword, or even a knife. Goliath came with his huge armor and a sword, but David had a sling, stone, and the Lord. Don't take him out with one slingshot, for he knew the power and all he got. You too can take on the giant in your life, the daily pressures, exams, sickness, and strife. Have you a sling? Have you a stone, my friend? Face them head on and bring them to the end. With one mighty shout to the King of Kings, he will arm you with a stone and sling. With the word of God, you defeat your giants. You will be strong, brave, and resilient. So take your sling as your stone. You will win the battle in Jesus alone.
That was food for thought. I hope we can all benefit from what we just heard. There is more to come, and I hope you understand that having faith like David's can help us defeat those problems in our lives.
Oh, yes, I do. But like I said, I want to hear more. Let's listen to the song My God Is So Big by the Combined Choir as a poem entitled God Can Do by Ashayla Miller from Mount Hill Nazarene.
My God is so big, so strong and so mighty. There's nothing my God cannot do for you. My God is so big, so strong and so mighty. There's nothing my God cannot do for you.
The mountains are His, the rivers are His, the stars are His handiwork too.
My God is so big, so strong and so mighty. There's nothing my God cannot do for you. My God is so big, so strong and so mighty. There's nothing my God cannot do for you.
What faith in God can do? A boy called David listened to God and trusted Him. With faith, he faced the giant Goliath was his name. With no shield and no armor, a sling and 5 smooth stones, he overcame this giant and saved the Israelites' homes. We too can be like David as we go along life's road. We won't need shields nor armor, for the Bible is our sword. Our faith in God will clothe us to the enemy, will not bend, will listen, trust, obey Him, and be victorious in the end.
What a wonderful song. My God is so big. I can't sing like them, but the message is clear. There is nothing my God cannot do for you.
Yes, including that word, school. Exams are coming up. We can face the giant head on. Once we have studied, another beautiful song is up next. Oceans by the talented Neil Wood from Newbury, and a poem, David Had No Armor by Amaya Edgehill, also from Newbury Nazarene, as well as a song, Your Heart by Delia Best from Prerogative Nazarene.
My soul will rest in your embrace, for I am
No experience and no equipment. He was not battle tested, nor was he trained. But one thing he had that Goliath also had was confidence. But the huge difference was his confidence was in his God and not in his own strength.
It never was about the oil dripping from my head. I never dreamed beyond the pastures I could tend. It never was about the praise, not about the street parades. I didn't really need a crown when Goliath fell down. I never went to move a king with simple shepherd song. I hide away inside a cave, safe from danger's arms. I never went to wear a crown or try to bring armies down. It never was about me or who I hoped to be. At the end of the day, I want to hear people say, my heart looks like your heart. My heart looks like your heart when the world looks at me. Let them agree that my heart looks like your heart. My heart looks like your heart. Oh, I never thought that I would be much more than Jesse's kin. Who would ever dream a king would come from Bethlehem? I know that I'll crash and burn, the lives have been overturned. But you redeemed everything, yeah, even me. At the end of the day, I wanna hear people say, my heart looks like your heart. My heart looks like your heart when the world looks at me. Let them agree that my heart looks like your heart. My heart looks like your heart. Oh, five little stones or a royal robe. Shepherd or king doesn't mean a thing. Cause at the end of the day, at the end of the day, I wanna hear people say, my heart looks like your heart. My heart looks like your heart when the world looks at me. Let them agree that my heart looks like your heart. My heart looks like your heart. Oh, 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 oh. My heart looks like your heart. My heart looks like your heart.
I don't know about you, Amari, but I feel so strong, as though I can take on the world. Those giants must fall. Mountains will be removed. What lovely faith-building poems and songs.
Oh, you are so right. We had a punch-fill program. I learned a lot. I am now armed with my sling and stone to conquer these giants. I hope these listeners got the message too.
Sadly, it's time to go. We will now have the vote of thanks and 6-year-old Antoine Hines from Newberry Nazarene to dismiss us in prayer. We had a wonderful time in the Lord. Remember, kids, you can do it. Just have faith and remember,
God loves you.
Thanks to God for giving us strength and life to work in His kingdom. Thanks to our sponsors, Federal Motor Spirit. Thanks to the Nazarene District and Central Zone Committee. Thanks to the children who came out and made this program a success. Thanks to the parents who allowed their children to be a part of this program. Thanks to Starcom Network and 97.5 team. It was a pleasure being here. Thanks to listeners. Thanks to Dark Room Recordings. Thank you again. God bless.
Mighty God, we start this program with you and we'll end it with you. Thank you for the listeners, the children who participate, and the teachers. We ask that you bless them. Help us all to be a David for you. Help us to have faith, encouragement, and a heart like David. We pray for our sponsor and for this radio station. May your word continue to reach this island and beyond. May what we learn today stir our hearts and encourage us. We thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
The Church of the Nazarene Barbados District invites all of you to join us for a special service this Pentecost Sunday, May 28th, 2023. As we culminate 40 days of prayer and fasting, our journey from Easter to Pentecost. This service will be held via our Zoom platform. The meeting ID is 883-816-3220 and the password 777-088. Don't miss this opportunity to be commissioned and empowered for service by the Holy Spirit. Remember, this Sunday, Pentecost Sunday at 6 p.m. on our Zoom platform, meeting ID 883-816-3220 and the password 777-088. Invite a friend. Invite your family. Join us 6 o'clock this Sunday evening. We look forward to seeing you online. God bless you.
Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, our fear is gone. Because